In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. From Psalm 143, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me, in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. You don't have to be in hell to go through hell. You don't have to die to experience death. Sin brings both death and hell upon us, our own sins and the sins of others, those whom we love and those whom, well, not so much. The sins of the internet, the sins of the world. When sin has its way with us, the face of God is hidden. His gracious presence is obscured. Though we appear from the outside to be healthy and strong, inside the spirit faints. Inside the heart is appalled. We greet others and shake hands and make small talk. In our hearts, we feel like those who have already gone down to the pit. When sin has its way with us, death strips us of meaning, of purpose, of hope. As if outside ourselves, we float disconnected, unable to feel love or warmth. Sin makes us feel that it would have been better if we had never been born. The terrors of death surround us. Life becomes like a circus of madness or a nightmare of fear and shame. We feel the curse of God's no, his no to our lives, even as we walk in this creation of his. When sin has its way with us, the devil and the demons draw near. As a single drop of blood can draw countless sharks, so a single sin can draw the enemy, who pursues us relentlessly, dogs our every step as we seek escape, as we turn to God, to booze, to sleep, to whatever distraction we can think of. Still, the enemy pursues our souls, mocks us for our weakness, and crushes the sinner's life into dust. He seduces us, then he condemns us, then he empties us until we feel as though we have nothing at all. We sit in darkness as if already dead, as if already in hell. When sin has its way with us, the sun rises and sets and the world carries on, but the soul dwells in twilight and perpetual night. So we pray to the Lord, for we realize that we cannot escape. And so we pray to the Lord and for the Lord, and we pray that morning would come, that he would quickly bring the dawn. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. So ends Psalm 43 with a word that shines into the darkness like a sunrise breaking the night. In your steadfast love, O Lord, in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies. Though I deserve death, though I deserve hell, though I deserve Satan, you will cut off my enemies. You will destroy those who destroy my soul. For I am your servant. You have put your name on me and claimed me as your own. You are my master, and in your steadfast love do I put my hope. Dear Christian, dear soul, dear son, dear daughter, loved by God, you don't have to be in hell to go through hell. You don't have to die to experience death. Sin brings both death and hell upon us. But God has given you this gospel, this good news. Where there is sin, there is Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us. Where there is sin, there is Jesus. Where you feel death, there is Jesus. Where hell surrounds you, there is Jesus. The world does not see him, especially not in these things. But he is with you. You hear his voice. You have his word. And so you see him where the world sees him not. Where there is sin and death and hell and the devil, there Jesus is with you, never apart from you. Hear the good news and the promise that God himself speaks to you. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Neither death, nor hell, nor Satan himself can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is the steadfast love of which the penitential psalms, yes, which all the scriptures speak, the unfailing, unconditional, faithful, even when we are not faithful, love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. His love for sinners, his love for me and for you. And it is this love of God in Christ Jesus that cuts off our enemies and destroys those that destroy us. For in the midst of sin, there is Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away all sin. In the midst of death, there is Christ who conquered death. In the midst of hell, there is Christ who triumphed over hell. On the cross, Jesus did his Father's will. And now there is no condemnation for us. On the cross, Jesus did his Father's will. And so we learn from him to pray, Lord, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.